We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles, going to the book of Ruth. Ruth and Naomi, two women in the Bible who were mothers that were remarkable. Now, I didn't say that they had never failed God. I did not say that they did not have problems in their lives. Both did. Yet they overcame those problems and were blessed of God. An amazing story of two godly women who trusted in the Lord, and God blessed them greatly. Well, there was no king in Israel. It was the time during the judges. You know, there was a lack of leadership, and there was a lot of confusion. You could say a lack of leadership will have its effect on a nation, on the families of a nation, and even on the church. And I'll tell you today, there's a lack of leadership. The moral fabric of our nation has been challenged now for years. And there are things happening that no one could have ever imagined. And so we must go back to what Isaiah said in his day. He spoke concerning the leaders in religion, and he made the statement that they err in their judgment. He said, for all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, for there's no place clean. And he said, you can't even go to the religion to get help. And so he tells the young women in his day, he said, you must teach knowledge. And he says, when you start to wean those little kids, you give them precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Well, there's your answer. What are you doing today when there's no leadership? Well, it's time for moms and dads to be leaders. Now we look at Elimelech, the husband of Naomi. You know, he was living in a time when there was a famine in the land. And the Bible tells us that he decided to leave Bethlehem, Judea for Moab. Bethlehem of Judea, the name itself is the house of bread, the house of praise. He's leaving for Moab, which God calls the wash pot. That ought to give you some idea of what's happening here. You see, there are times when there seems to be a famine of spiritual blessings, and then people who know better think, well, God's done with me. I'm just going to look to the world for something a little bit better. And they do what Elimelech did. They leave the house of bread and the house of praise for a washpot. They're looking in the world for something that doesn't exist, when they should be just trusting in the Lord and doing good. Delight in thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. All these things are given. You know, if your spiritual blessings aren't what they should be, the psalmist says, you need to trust in the Lord and do good. You need to delight thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Well, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them and save them because they trust in him. But Elimelech did not do that. So they go to a land. They look to a place because spiritual blessings don't seem to exist. And so they're going to see if they can find maybe a little bit better life in the world. Now, Ruth and Orpah and Naomi, three women that you'll find in this account. Well, Naomi's convinced that God's judged her family. You say, why would she think such a thing? Well, her husband dies. Her two sons marry women of Moab. There's an unequal yoke here. They weren't to do that. And then Naomi's sons die. Hey, the principle of sowing and reaping, be not deceived. God's not mocked. You go to the world looking for blessings because you think God's done with you. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Well, what's Naomi do? What do you do when everything's falling apart? Well, Naomi, I said, we're talking about women that maybe didn't have everything going as planned, and maybe there was some major valleys and discouragement because they had to overcome some bad decisions. But Naomi, she's convinced God's judging her family, and she repents. Hey, the way back to God, sin's got to be dealt with. Naomi did something that a lot of people refuse to do. She dealt with her sin. You see, the Bible says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. You see, if you want God to forgive, then you must deal with the sin. Naomi did that. And she found that God would be her hiding place, that he would preserve her in trouble, that he would instruct and teach and guide. Psalms 32 is all about this. It says, if you'll confess, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. For this shall everyone that is godly pray. That's an amazing phrase. Naomi found that to be true. For God began to work on her behalf. She found that he was her hiding place. Ruth also, that he would preserve them in trouble, that he would instruct, teach, and guide, which he did. And the final part of that, when you face and deal with sin coming to God, he says, those that trust in the Lord shall find mercy. They'll be glad and rejoice. Oh, Naomi, quite a woman. You say, well, she can't relate to me because she's not been where I have. She's not had happen to her the things that have happened to me. Wait a second. Read the account. My, what she lost. Well, then you see her daughter-in-law. Now, two sat out. Orpah and Ruth were her daughter-in-laws. These were good women. But one had some character traits that stand out far above the other. She honored her mother-in-law. She said, I'll go back with you. And so Naomi, even after she tells Ruth, there's no more sons to marry. There's no guarantee of a kinsman. God has judged me and my family for turning our backs on him. I just want to leave this wash pot and go to the house of praise. Not making a deal with God now, for I'm just going to get back to where God wants me to be. She knew it had to be their choice if they were going to come. And so, when she makes a statement, Ruth says, thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. her character, honor of a mother-in-law. Can't even get kids to do that today for their own parents. But yet beyond that, thy God shall be my God, her faith. Well, Ruth, the Bible says that she returned without a guarantee of a husband, without a guarantee of what would be next in her life, just trusting the God of Naomi. Why? Because Naomi, even in despair, a valley, Ruth seen something and desired the house of worship and the house of praise. Let me ask you, what kind of mother, what kind of grandmother are you? Even in discouragement, what would your children see? We need some godly women. Like Isaiah said, there's no place clean. You need to get busy. You can teach knowledge. Today, I hope this will encourage you to accomplish some great things in your life. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church in Mowbridge, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, 1:30 our afternoon service, Wednesday prayer and Bible together. Study, that's at 7:30. We invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church in Mowbridge.